Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Menards NHRA Heartland Nationals. It's June 7th through the 9th at Heartland Motorsports Park in Topeka. We give you stuff each and every day at 7, 8, and 9. Very, very simple to win, correct, Ryan?
That is true. All you have to know what to do is listen and then how to operate a phone. Those are the only two things you need to know how to do.
Okay.
So listen for this.
I don't even know.
Next time you hear that, be caller number
23.
23 to 913-576-7610. I'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to go out to the NHRA Heartland Nationals.
There you go. Don't forget to register online at 610sports.com as well for your chance to win the Nitro VIP experience with John Force Racing Team. Meet and greet. Get inside the ropes for a tour of the pits as well. All the details at 610sports.com.
That sounds nice. So the Royals wouldn't have even won the aggregate scoring yesterday.
No.
You're telling me.
No.
That is indeed correct. Mm. It would have been
12-11.
Yes.
Yeah, they would have lost. Yeah, and they won the first game, what, 8-2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's hard to do. Homer Bailey, man, I was listening.
I need about 3:30.
I was listening to Ryan call the game yesterday as I was driving around last night, and at one point Ryan goes, "That's the 40th pitch by Homer Bailey in the first inning." Usually, when they get to 20, we start to wonder if they're going to take him out. He's at 40.
The good thing is with Homer Bailey, when he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it.
Oh, he really doesn't have it. Yeah.
Also, that's like, the good thing is that he just lets you know early.
You don't let him. You don't let him.
I got it.
You don't let him fester.
And he left it to his name
not,
last night.
There's not the, he'll figure it out and settle in. Nope. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. Just get him out of
there. Yeah, he was done. Yeah, he wanted to save the bullpen. The Royals played once this week. One day this week, they played baseball games. Off Monday, rain out Tuesday, play Wednesday, off today. Mm. Back at it tomorrow.
Gave him the opportunity to use Jorge Lopez yesterday.
Too. Correct. Absolutely. Well, you need backup work.
Cody really robbing from us now, isn't he?
He really is. All these off days, right? Like you had to get Lopez's work. I mean, you're going to skip his start anyway with all these. So it was going to be his throwing day anyway. Have I used all the baseball excuses and terminology? So. We good with that?
Yeah. It was a night game after a day
game. Night game after a day game. I don't know how those players managed yesterday.
Same day.
Night game after the day game on the same day. Very, very adverse situation for baseball players. You don't want to be stuck in those. It's very hard
high
to
mound.
Do.
High mound.
Hard to do. Hard
mound. That's a better
hard one. Mound, day game, then followed by a night game, break in between. What do you do for those 2 hours? I mean, the adverse situations that they had to overcome yesterday for both sides. Very tough.
Kansas City's been awarded the 2023 NFL Draft. It's going to take place at Union Station and the National World War I Museum and Memorial. Hmm. 3 days of the draft. There's a massive NFL draft experience, free football festival, autograph sessions, the whole nine. Big, big, big event. Nashville actually hosted it, of course, this past draft. They reported yesterday as well. A record $133 million of economic impact.
How about that?
For a weekend.
Right.
Pretty good.
That's a big number. I did some research on that. You say, how does that compare? The All-Star game in Kansas City brought in $60 million of economic impact.
It was estimated at $60
million. So the NFL draft more than doubled what the All-Star game brought to Kansas City. And you say, all right, well, factor in inflation. I mean, that was 7 years ago, right? Every All-Star game, with the exception of the two that have been in New York, have brought in between $60 and $75 million of economic impact to their communities that hosted the All-Star game. And it's basically the same time frame, if you will, as the NFL draft. The NFL draft brought in $133 million to Nashville over those 3 days. Think about what that economic impact can be for Kansas City over those 3 days as well. I mean, you're looking at a huge number of dollars rolling into Kansas City, hopefully in 2023.
Press conference coming up at 8:30 with all the details of Kansas City getting the draft. and we'll have it for you live here on 610 Sports Radio. The draft in Vegas next year, Cleveland in 2021, to be determined in 2022, then Kansas City. Vesco's thrown out guessing Mexico City or London for 2022, which is a fantastic guess.
They're trying to figure out, you know, whether they can do it over there or not. And somebody did say, well, what about the time difference in London? And the more I thought about it, it's like they would have to start the draft over there at like 4 a.m. to get prime time over, you know, like something close to that. Because prime time in here is 7, factor in 6 hours forward in London, that's 1 a.m. So maybe London would not be an option, but maybe Mexico City could potentially be an option as well. But if they really want to have it in London, they'll figure out a way to have it over there in London.
Yeah.
They'll figure out a way.
I mean, they get up early, right? They have tea and all that.
They do. They have crumpets, all that stuff. Yeah, porridge.
I would love if the Americans threw a wrench in there, in there overnight or whatever. Or early morning,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
All these dumb Americans wearing jerseys.
Yeah.
Pissing off.
Where are you going to find the football?
Pissing them off. That'd be great. That would be fantastic. Matt Miller, Bleacher Report, joined The Drive yesterday on 610 Sports Radio, discussing a little bit of the draft.
There's nothing better than an American in a foreign country.
Yeah, we're the worst.
We are awful.
We're the worst. Talk about the ability of Kansas City to host a draft.
I'm not worried about it because I have talked to a lot of people over the years about, you know, I've been asked by people who work for the league, hey, what do you think about Kansas City getting a Super Bowl? And I'm going to make people mad. I've always been against it. I've always felt like the infrastructure wasn't in place from a hotel standpoint in terms of proximity to the stadium. The weather is incredibly unpredictable. But I think there's no way the NFL would give Kansas City the draft if they weren't really, really confident about their ability to do it.
Yeah, I think Kansas City's going to be pull it off. I don't disagree with some of the hurdles to a Super Bowl, and obviously the stadium's the first one.
Well, you need a roof.
You need a roof to be able to do that. So that whole thing is moot until we discuss a roof. And then even at that point in time, yeah, I think that there's some hurdles they would have to overcome. But in terms of the draft, they've been laying the groundwork for several years. And now, to me, 2023 gives you an opportunity to go, all right, there's a deadline. We need to knock off the list.
Mm-hmm.
This, and this. And we're going to put on a great event.
That cut right there by, who was it?
Matt Miller
of
Bleacher Report.
It sounds like somebody who's never covered a Super Bowl before, because the hotels in proximity to the stadium
are never.
I've been to many Super Bowls where I'm on a bus for a good half hour from a hotel.
I wish they were closer. Yeah.
You know, like I remember being in Detroit and having to take a bus out from the suburbs, from the hotel we were staying at to the stadium. I mean, in proximity to the stadium, you're literally at the stadium for game day, and that is it.
Dallas, similar type things. There are some hotels around the stadium there, but most of them are downtown Dallas
or downtown Fort Worth.
Most of the coordination of like big events, the hotels, are in downtown Dallas,
right,
or Fort Worth, and then that's a hike,
and that's 20 miles.
Yeah, that's a hike. So a lot of these places do have, I guess, commutes,
right.
And team hotels could be far away from,
like, New Orleans is really like the only one, Josh, that has like hotels within proximity because of where the Superdome is built downtown, and you can walk there if you wanted to. And even still, you don't walk, you still take a bus from team hotels. So the whole like proximity, like people have in their mind that the Truman Sports Complex is built in Jefferson City when it's like literally exit 7. I mean, so it's like 7 miles from downtown. It's not like it's a you have to get on a gondola with a passport to get out there. We people are making it out to be like it's so
awesome
far out there.
We got to that stage.
It would be
great. I mean,
great.
It's still like, let's face it, like it's still not convenient for people who are traveling from out of town to here. Like, unless you have your own vehicle, it's not convenient in terms of like mass transit to and from.
Not many stadiums in the NFL are, though. I mean, look at New York. I mean, like, you know, they literally just built a train line to Giant Stadium within the last decade. So if you wanted to ever get to the Meadowlands from New York City, take a cab. That's what you had to do. I mean, you had to cab that thing. So I'm not a big buyer of the stadium is too far away from the hotels. Well, you know what? A lot of people do rent cars when they go to these things. I mean, it's like, it's not like you're landing on the ground in Kansas City and it's like you just landed on Earth and somebody's going to pick you up and take you everywhere. When did the Super Bowl and NFL events become all about somebody just like taking care of all of your needs, where every other vacation you go on, you actually like rent a car?
Been to a lot of big time sporting events. They're not, none of them are very convenient.
No. I mean, like all of this
they don't conveniently get you around.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, when I go shopping at Christmas time, I understand that I'm going to have to wait in longer lines. So I think when people go to events like this, they understand that there's going to be congestion, there's going to be waiting. But there are certainly steps you can make or take to make it way more convenient for people.
But I think the NFL does a good job, at least from a media standpoint. When you land, they have media shuttles that take you all over the place, so you don't have to worry about renting a car or anything like that. For fans, you're going on a vacation with a game being attached to your vacation. When I go on vacation and we fly, we go to Costco.com and we rent a car. And then we drive to where we need to go and we park said vehicle. And there's plenty of parking at Arrowhead, as we all know. So, I'm so tired of everybody coming up with every possible excuse for why Kansas City can't do anything. And the best they got, not enough hotels near the stadium. 2 miles down the road in Independence, there's a whole S-load of hotels that didn't exist. There's a ton of hotels in downtown that are just 7 miles away. Take an Uber out there. I mean,
all
like
we need's a lid.
God.
All we need's a lid over the stadium.
It's mind-numbing.
Come sample Independence's Drury Inn.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Today in history.
Gentlemen, I'm here to help you with your history report.
Sure. Sounds important.
Do you know what today is?
History! What's today? October?
You guys think I'm kidding? They got a fire waffle maker out there.
I bet they do. Not like that pancake machine that the Holiday Inn Expresses have now. How cool was that thing?
Those are still fun to watch.
Yeah.
Today in history brought to you by Airport Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at the corner of I-29 and 435 or online at kcairport.cdj.com. Well, happy May 23rd to you, gentlemen. A lot of very important things happen on May 23rd. Did you know that on this day in 1785, Benjamin Franklin announced his invention of bifocals?
Oh, that's pretty cool. I was just reading a report my kid did on Benjamin Franklin. He invented electricity.
That's interesting. Yep. On this day in 2000, Eminem released his third album, the Marshall Mathers LP. At the time, it was the fastest ever selling studio album.
What year did you say?
That is 2000.
So that was Two Overland Park Girls Go Round the Outside, Round the Outside, Round the Outside.
I believe that was
Two Overland Park Girls Go Round the Outside, Round the Outside, Round the Outside.
All right, that's enough of that. On this day in 1883, there was a baseball game played between one-armed and one-legged players at Recreation Park in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The Snorkies beat the Hoppers, which is a terrific name, 33-17. That was postgame.
They called them the Hoppers?
I mean, that's a good name for a one-armed team.
What's a Snorky? No, the Hoppers were certainly the one-legged team.
Yes, that's awful.
That would not fly in 2019.
No.
We need to be kind to the one-legged community.
Hoppers.
What's a Snorky?
Look it up. I don't know. Probably a one-armed person. Like, wasn't the guy from The Fugitive a Snorky?
He was a Snorky, actually. On this day in 1969, we learned about a deaf, dumb, and blind boy who played a mean pinball.
Tommy.
The Who released their album Tommy on this day in 1969. Also on this day in 1934, Bonnie and Clyde were killed.
Oh, that's too bad. America Todd Haley mourned. And his wife?
No, Bonnie and Clyde, the actual Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, the actual Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, like a whole bunch of people showed out for their wedding, or not wedding, funeral. That's the one.
Six of one, half a dozen of another, right?
That's fine. Same thing. And lastly for you, on this day in 1985, it was anointed Aretha Franklin Appreciation Day in Michigan.
Ooh, nice.
As Governor James Blanchard declared Aretha one of Michigan's natural resources. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. Happy 45th birthday to Jewel. That snaggletooth is sexy as hell.
It really is the sexiest snaggletooth this side of Jewel.
What?
What?
Marvelous Marvin Hagler turned 65 today. Former Chief James Hasty. This is going to make you feel old. He's 54.
Man.
And Drew Carey turns 61. Happy birthday, Drew! All of that happening?
How old?
61.
That makes me feel worse than James Hasty being 54.
You're no Bob Barker, Drew. All of that happening on this day in history.
Keep your pets spay or neutered. Joshua in Overland Park, your winner of tickets to the Menards NHRA Heartland Nationals. That was our 7 o'clock hour prize. Give stuff away at 7, 8, and 9 just for listening. Your chance to get registered, though, for the Salty Iguana Backyard Fiesta. Ha, ha, ha. That comes your way next.
I forgot to ask you how the Bonnie and Clyde funeral was.
Fesco in the morning.
Your chance to get registered for the Salty Iguana Backyard Fiesta. That's right. 7:15 on the show now through June 27th. We'll play a sounder. You're going to get the horn of the Salty Iguana truck. And you can qualify to win a food truck party for up to 30 people. Each qualifier is also going to get a $20 gift card to Salty Iguana. The truck was here yesterday, and the tacos were terrific.
God, they were so good yesterday. The blue corn chicken tacos that we had yesterday, I'm telling you what,
the beef one was fantastic.
You want a fiesta in your mouth, that's it right there. Huh.
What? You want that truck in your driveway for a party at your place? Yeah. Who doesn't? That's what they're going to be giving away.
So one more time for the people in the back when you hear this. Be caller number 30 to 913-576-7610. Not right now. I'm hanging up on YouTube.
Right.
But the next time you hear that, be caller number 30, 913-576-7610. I'll get you registered to win that Taco Truck Fiesta.
There you go. Here, now through June 27th, 7:15.
Go watch our video from yesterday on our Facebook page, facebook.com/610sports, and check out the truck itself that will be in your yard. And I'm going to guess, and I may be off on this, there was about 10 gallons of iguana dip that was cooking on the thing, on the stove inside the truck. And I may or may not have ladled that into my mouth. I don't know.
I'd spot that at 3 gallons.
So go check that out at facebook.com/610sports. You can see the food. You can see the iguana dip. You can see the truck. I mean, just looking at the truck being in your yard, that's got to be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Right? Hi. Nice. Really make the neighbors mad out in JoCo and that thing rolls up. I don't know that that's on the homeowners. I don't think the homeowner cop will be running out there, you know. Your house is the wrong color, taupe.
Yeah, I'd deal with that one later. That's beg for forgiveness.
You're not asking for permission on that. I don't ask the homeowners for permission on anything.
So all the details, 610sports.com. You can check it out there.
Cut down the tree. Yes, I did. What are you going to do about it?
There's a story that's just so 2019. It comes out of St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay.
Division 3. University of St. Thomas.
Like them. Good school.
They've had a long, history. They had a little blip where they didn't do so well, but for a long time, Division 3 power in football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And now they've won 6 titles since 2010.
And now they're back to being a power in Division 3 football.
Do you know what their nickname is? It's really good.
I should.
No, you shouldn't.
No, but I've known of this school for a long time.
Oh, you have?
So yeah, but
the Tommies.
That's right.
The St. Thomas Tommies.
The St. Thomas Tommies. They've been kicked out of their league.
Why?
Because they're too good.
I'm sorry, what?
Because they're too good.
That can't be the truth.
Yep. They've been, according to the school, involuntarily removed.
I don't even know.
From the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference.
Right.
Because of their competitive advantages.
Right.
They've won 6 conference titles since 2010. Also national title game in 2012 and 2015. And their entire athletic program's been really good in recent years in Division III. Mm-hmm. Per school officials, St. Thomas was told the league would be disbanded if the school remained a member. Yeah, if you guys are still around, we're going to have to shut down the league. St. Thomas being involuntarily removed from membership in the MIAC, according to the league. The President's Council cites athletic competitive parity in the conference as the primary concern. St. Thomas will begin a multi-year transition immediately and meanwhile is eligible to compete as a full member through the spring of 2021. But you're beating us all. You're spending more money. You have a larger enrollment. We can't hang with you.
What happened to having everybody get better as opposed to kicking out? That would be like the NFL kicking out the Patriots, Major League Baseball kicking out the Red Sox and Yankees, and the National Hockey League kicking out the Boston Bruins, and the NBA saying goodbye to the Golden State Warriors. That is 2019 in a nutshell, what we're looking at right now. Instead of holding other people accountable for their failures and saying, you know what, if you don't want them to win every year, find a way to get better, find a way to beat them, get better players at your school, get better coaches at your school. They just decide, you know what, we're just going to kick you guys out of the league because, well, you're too good. That really bothers me because, again, it's 2019 in a nutshell where we don't hold people accountable for their actions and we don't hold people accountable for the way that they go about their business. It's easier to kick this team out of the league than to hold the other nine teams or whatever it is accountable and say, well, you guys just got to get better. We're not going to kick a team out of the league. This is good for our league to have a team like this winning national championships. We want to be associated with this. And so what you got to do is go out there and figure out how the low tide raises all the ships. Well, let's all find a way to get better so maybe we can knock this team off. Because without St. Thomas, without the Tommies in our league, nobody knows what the MIAC is. Nobody's heard of us before. These guys are good for our league. SportsCenter's even been on campus there, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. before. Like, they've done College Game Day at St. Thomas because they're so good. That brings attention to everybody in that conference, the St. Olaf's of the world, the St. Nylans of the world. Like, all of those places that are in that league get the attention because these guys are so good. So instead of being jealous and spiteful and mad, how about you look in the mirror and say, what can we do to get better? Don't blame others for your failures. Blame yourself. Blame the man looking at you in the mirror and figure out a way to get better. But in 2019, well, let's just get rid of them. It's easier that way.
I mean, football's the big driver, right?
Of course. Of
anything. They spend like over $1 million on their football program.
Okay.
They have the biggest enrollment in the league,
right,
of students. But they cite that the football coach has won 6 titles since 2010. Okay, 6 of 9.
Yeah. So somebody else has won.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's not like they've completely run roughshod over this thing.
Right.
Other teams have won and also get better.
Yeah.
It just seems very, very strange.
Yeah, it seems like ultimately like the lazy way out, but there shouldn't be a lazy way out because without a team like the Patriots and the Yankees and the Red Sox and Golden State and, you know, the great teams out there, you need to have that villain. St. Thomas could be looked at your villain, and the other schools can conspire behind the scenes to try to find a way to knock these guys off, but they want to kick them out of the league.
Imagine if over their run, something like the Big 12 was like, all right, Kansas,
you're gone.
You got to go.
You got to go.
Yeah, you're out.
Or this league's
going to... Play in the ACC or something.
Or this league's just going to fold. Get the hell out of here. It just brings great attention to your league. Like, people were talking about Big 12 basketball because of Kansas. People talk MIAC football because of, what was the name of the school again? St. Thomas, yes.
I like to think my siblings think about me in the same way. They're like, you're too successful. You got to get out of here.
If you don't leave this family, it's going to disband.
It's gonna fold. We're just going to fold.
You're out.
Tony in Overland Park, the latest to get registered for the Salty Iguana Backyard
Fiesta. The state of Kansas wanted to kick Johnson County out for being so successful, which I think they've talked about.
Yeah, that's all you guys have. So.
Illinois kicking out Chicago, those types of things. Those discussions do happen.
They don't.
So Tony in Overland Park, the latest to get registered for the Salty Iguana Backyard Fiesta. Next chance to register coming up tomorrow at 7:15. Your chance to win $1,000. Be listening for 1,000 on the 30s in just a couple of minutes. And KC's going to turn a nice buck next.
Fesco in the morning.
It's 1,000 on the 30s. Text the code word POWDER to 72881. Powder, POWDER, powder to 72881. You could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national contest. 610 Sports Radio is the only sports radio station in Kansas City, giving you a chance to win up to $12,000 each weekday. Just listen on the 30s from 7 to 7. Your next chance coming up at 8:30. Complete rules at 610sports.com. Powder, POWDER, to 72881. That's 72881 for a chance at $1,000.
You know the guy that played Powder wasn't actually an albino?
Who was it? Do you remember the actor?
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Did you know that, or did you?
Wasn't he in The Rock? He was in
Boondock Saints.
Really quick on.
He was in The Rock.
I was just pulling up IMDb as I was mentioning it.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
It's not.
I'll be back.
Sean Connery.
This just in from the SEC.
Kicking Bama out.
Alabama to knock this crap off. The league's gonna fold.
Well, it's always basketball.
Big 12 was kind of thinking about kicking Texas out, but they took care of them themselves. Yeah. They've melted down enough, so Texas is back to the normal world. Who else is getting kicked out of leagues? Ohio State getting kicked out of the Big Ten?
I don't even want sports reference. I want to know who's getting kicked out just for being too successful. Like, you think that's why Justin Timberlake, like, the NSYNC doesn't want anything to do with him?
He was kicked out, yeah.
Look, this whole band's going to go to crap if you don't stop being so successful.
Yeah, we're out. I see these guys do solo careers all the time after being in a band, so.
True.
Schools just have to do solo careers.
Yeah. Like, what would you like for being successful in America? Like, who would get kicked out? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head right now. Like, Bill Gates, you've had too much success.
There's that guy that keeps winning on Jeopardy. What's his name?
Yeah, that guy.
This whole damn show is going to go to crap if you don't stop winning.
Stop going at this win streak.
Mr. Buffett, we're going to ask you to leave now. You've been too successful up here in Omaha. Please take your money and go
elsewhere. I
thought
you were talking about Jimmy.
Jimmy could be kicked out. Do you know that Jimmy Buffett is one of like the top three best-selling artists of all time?
Yeah, because he tours every single day of the year.
He really doesn't, though.
It's just wasting away in Margarita.
He is wasting away, yeah. Kick him out. You know, Jimmy Buffett's got hotel empires now, restaurants, songs.
By the way, Ken Too Jennings' successful. Birthday's today.
Well, you got to kick him out as well.
Ken Jennings.
He has been kicked out. That's why.
Oh, that's right.
That's why left room for the other guy.
What's his name? Budenholzer now that's winning? No.
Guy that played Powder really has a good
IMDb page.
Good,
you know,
filmography.
What? LeBron, you've been too good. We're going to kick you out. We're going to send you to L.A.
That's what happened. We're talking about that like we talked about Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said Donald Trump, too much winning.
Kicked.
He was bankrupt, wasn't he?
Several times.
Yeah. He's bankrupt the casino.
He's been the bounce back king.
How do you bankrupt the casino?
And he did ascend to the... highest position of power in our country.
I understand, but I'm saying he's still bankrupt in the casino. Like, you could just rig those slot machines to never pay out if you're, like low on cash. Just change all the settings on the slot machines. Done.
I would think. Join us today, Big Whiskeys. Just a little hangout. We're just going to go hang out for their happy hour. 4 to 6 today, 135th in Antioch in Overland Park. 20 beers, 150 whiskeys, $5 appetizers. We're just hanging out. Come say hello today, 4 to 6. We'll be at Big Whiskey's at 135th and Antioch. Hope to see you there.
Amy from sales will be there as well, so come on out and see her.
Never heard of her, right?
She may buy.
NFL draft coming to Kansas City in 2023. Feels like forever away, but it's really not. It's really not in terms of like sports waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that far
We're just
away.
In waiting. I mean, I was talking about it with somebody the other day at the J, and we were talking about our kids, and his son was just graduating from college, and he goes, "And where are your kids now?" I said, "They're in third and fourth grade. They're going to be in third and fourth grade." And then I talked about your kids. I said, "I feel like it was just yesterday your kids were in daycare and 3 years old." Like, time just goes so damn fast now. So 2023, you'd like it to be tomorrow, you know, with the draft being here, being at the next year. But 2023 really, Josh, I think gives us the opportunity to tie up some loose ends, you know, like finish the airport, make sure all the hotels are up to snuff in downtown Kansas City with the new ones that are going in right now. The streetcars are working fine. You kind of got a little bit of time to catch your breath to make sure all the details are where they need to be before we welcome the world here to Kansas City.
Yeah, I think it's always good to have a deadline.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I mean, I'm sure Cleveland's ready, but 2021 feels like, oh my gosh, we got to go now.
Yeah,
let's do this thing.
But so. Cleveland's also coming off just hosting the Republican convention, so that was a huge event that they had there a couple of years ago. So they're pretty much in place with everything.
I mean, I figure Vegas has got this.
Yeah, they got enough hotel rooms out there.
Yeah, I think they're good. If not, they'll just build one like overnight.
Yeah,
Cleveland in 2021, to be determined in 2022, and then Kansas City in 2023. Mm-hmm. 8:30, a press conference. With all the city dignitaries coming up, we'll have it live for you here on 610 Sports Radio. They'll give you the reasons why 2023 and everything they need to do to get this thing ready. We'll hear from them coming up at 8:30 today live here on 610 Sports Radio. Meanwhile, though, Kansas City can look to get a huge financial boost from this thing. Nashville, right on the same day the NFL was reporting its future dates.
Timing was very interesting.
They're like, by the way, we just got the math. They are reporting a record $133 million in economic impact from hosting the draft, this past draft. $133 million for like, what,
say
4 days?
Say that again? $133 million.
For like three plus days. pretty good. Wow. MLB All-Star Game in Kansas City was reportedly generated about $60 million.
Yeah.
The draft in Nashville, $133 million.
Right.
This is going to be good for Kansas City.
It's going to be great for Kansas City. And you probably think to yourself, all right, that All-Star game was 7 years ago. How does that compare? Inflation and all that kind of stuff. Well, you look at Cincinnati, Ohio for the 2015 All-Star game, $60 million. San Diego, $80 million. Miami, $70 million. D.C., $68 million. And the All-Star game in Cleveland this year is projected to generate $65 million in economic impact. So if that number from Nashville is really true with the $133 million, it's going to more than double what Major League Baseball does for their All-Star game. And you think to yourself, okay, why? How? How does this happen? Well, really, when you bring a draft to your town, it's an unlimited amount of people that can come into your city. There are no tickets. There's no stadium. There's no, we've only got a limited amount of people that we can fit in or anything like that. It's out on the streets. It's public. You can bring in as many people as your hotels hold room for. For an All-Star game at Kauffman Stadium, you could only bring in 40,000 people. They estimated the draft down in Nashville, Tennessee had, I think the last check was 18 million was at that draft, if I'm not mistaken. 18 million people were at the draft in Nashville. So you can have an unlimited amount of folks coming into your city, spending money, eating, all of that. And, you know, when you come in for the draft, you're not going out to the stadium and buying a hot dog or something like that. You're coming in for the draft. You're probably eating 2 to 3 meals at restaurants. You're spending 2 to 3 nights at a hotel. You're renting a car. You're coming in and utilizing the airport and all of that kind of stuff. So there are more opportunities, I would think, to spend money with the local merchants than they are for an All-Star game, because a lot of that takes place out at the stadium and you're doing a lot of the meals and whatnot out at the ballpark, and you're not necessarily utilizing the restaurants. And I think with the draft being here, you're going to have breakfast, you're going to have lunch, you're going to have dinner, you're going to have all kinds of stuff that people are going to be utilizing the restaurants and the local merchants for that maybe they didn't for an All-Star game. And you can have twice as many people here if that many people want to come to Kansas City and participate.
So Nashville reported, again, the $133 million in direct spending, 600,000 fans over 3 days, 47.5 million television viewers, eyeballs on your city.
Right.
And that going to 115 countries. The reach of this draft is, well, 115 countries got the draft? What? They care. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So that there's a lot of numbers involved with this thing that it would be very, very good for Kansas City.
Right. It's crazy, man. It's really good for our city to get this. And the more I think about it, the more comfortable I am and good with it being 2023, because the way that we do things in this town, I mean, it could take 20 to 2023 to mow that park out there by the Weston and Union Station. By the time everybody sits down and decides what the right length of grass needs to be, what the proper mower should be, who's going to get it, do we have enough people bidding on it? So the way things move in this town, 2023 is about the quickest we could all probably get together to make sure everything happens.
That's good. 816 NFL draft equals money to fix the potholes.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I'm good on that.
Yeah.
That'll be what we disclose afterwards.
Correct.
It'll also, they had a bunch of numbers and ours would be potholes fixed.
Well, no, they'll say we brought in $133 million and we have zero to show for it because we filled all the potholes.
Could be, hopefully. 913-576-7610. If you know yesterday's player of the game that Cody gave you on the postgame show, for a chance to win Topper's Pizza. 913-576-7610 to play. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Time now for the player of the game, brought to you by Mazarese Jewelry. 4 generations of distinctive jewelry. Royals played a pair yesterday, so if you were listening to Cody's post-game show, he gave you 2 separate players of the game. We'll accept either answer.
Two.
We'll take either answer. If you get it right, you win $25 at Topper's Pizza. It's as easy as that. If you get it wrong, well, that's just the next person's benefit. They'll get to play for $50 worth of Topper's Pizza the next go-around. Also, each winner gets registered for the grand prize at the end of the month, a $500 gift card to Mazarese Jewelry. That's pretty sweet. Steve is in KC. Steve, you were listening to Cody. Who was the player of the game he gave you yesterday?
Jorge Soler.
Hip, hip, Jorge!
And the pitch. Swing and a blast down the left field line, way back there, and that ball is gone. A three-run Jorge Soler homer, and the Royals have opened it up, make it 7-0. That is home run number 11 for Jorge Soler. That's only one off his career high.
Steve Stewart here on the call on 610 Sports Radio. Jorge Soler is correct. Steve snags himself $25 to Topper's Pizza, also gets registered for a $500 gift card to Mazarese Jewelry at the end of this month. It pays to listen to Cody.
Who was the game tour?
Candy Maldonado.
There you go. Royals split the doubleheader with the Cards yesterday, 1-8-2, and lost 10-3 in the nightcap off today. And then against the Yankees beginning on Friday. So no player of the game tomorrow, but that'll return coming up on Monday at 7:45. Chris Long's now retired from the NFL.
We're going to see a lot of Chris Long, yeah. I think, right?
Yeah. Very active guy. Mm-hmm. He's
actively looking for weed.
Well, yeah, that too.
No, yeah.
But he's very active. You're right. In social and all
he's retiring, but it's not the last you're going to hear from Chris Long by any way, shape, or means.
You think he's going to be a network type guy, like somebody's going to hire him to do that? Or I don't even know if he would want to do something like that. I think he's got, I don't know Chris Long. I don't want to speak for Chris Long, but I feel like he's got a lot of social things that he wants to do and take care of. And he's one of the most generous guys that you will ever find.
I'd say broadcasting games and analyzing the NFL is not enough for his
skill set
or whatever.
Right. He's smarter than that.
That wouldn't be just him, I wouldn't think.
Right.
But, I mean, it could be a part of what he does.
You feel like he needs more to be fulfilled than sitting there on a Sunday going, he hit the A gap.
He needs a broader platform. Right. I don't know.
He may. Yeah. He may.
But he appeared on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. You can hear on our sister station.
And after this, he probably won't be on NFL broadcasts.
Well, I don't know. The NFL, they may come around on this. But, weed.
I'm not a dry snitch. I'm not going to put a percentage on how much the league smokes. But I certainly enjoyed my fair share on a regular basis through my career. So, and I was never afraid to say that. But I'm able to say it more explicitly now. I mean, listen, if not for that, I'm not as capable of coping with the stressors of day-to-day NFL life. A lot of guys get a lot of pain management out of it.
But what about testing, though, Chris?
Tortall did more pain management for me. I think the testing is arbitrary. You know, the league, speaking plainly, knows damn well what they're doing. I mean, testing players once a year for street drugs, which is a terrible classification for, marijuana, is kind of silly because players know when the test is. We can stop. And in that month or two that you stop, you're going to reach for the sleeping pills. You're going to reach for the painkillers. You're going to reach for, the bottle a little bit more. On the weekend, you're going to have a few more drinks, and a few turns into a few too many. And, it's just not the same. And if you're serious about players not smoking, you'd be testing more often. I hope they go the opposite direction. And just kind of realize how arbitrary doing that one test a year is.
And not any great revelation. They test once, and it's been known for a long time that if you get busted for that, you're dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right? It's an intelligence test more than it is a drug test.
And so the NFL is pretending like it's really cared about it. It hasn't. And to me, that's fine.
That's fine. I'm good with that. Yes.
They put on a show that we're going to test for it. Mm-hmm. Well, it's, Chris mentioned he's not the only person that's just the only person that just stumbled upon this and just said, oh, yeah, there's a one time a year, so we just have to stand for a little bit, get it out of our system, and we'll be fine.
Right.
So not any great revelation there, but the NFL could be on the cusp of, relaxing its one standard, I guess I should say, the one testing time, right?
Right.
Roger Goodell on that.
There are a lot of alternative pain medications and treatments, and those are the types of things that we want this committee to focus on with medical experts and with medical science behind that. Of course, they will look at one of those is what role medical marijuana can have in that.
And so that's the formation this week of that the committee that's going to look into, you know, what their players could use to benefit them and really in pain management.
Yeah,
more than anything on their end.
It's all about the pain management, Josh. And marijuana is not an addictive drug by any stretch of the means, but painkillers are very addictive. I mean, you talk to any guy that's done playing in the NFL. And they all complain about, you know, the pain and the aches and stuff that they're in. And they also complain about the fact that they're addicted to these painkillers, because if they don't take the painkillers, then they're in a lot of pain and they can't find a way to get off the opioids. And, I mean, it's a big opioid crisis right now in the United States, as we've talked about. And if you can wean guys off of those awful, awful, awful pain medications and let them have, you know, access to medicinal marijuana or just weed in general and allow people to manage their pain that way, it's a lot safer than what Chris Long said there. I mean, you heard him talk about the time where they know they're going to be tested. They're reaching for the sleeping pills a little bit more. People have died from taking sleeping pills. Then he talked about people drinking a little bit more. And then, you know, what that leads to, getting behind the wheel of the car and potentially driving while impaired. And so it doesn't lead to good things. But I'm going to take his word for it. I never played in the NFL. I don't know what the pain is like. But I can imagine the pain is so severe in the NFL that you will try anything to try to cope and to try to mask that pain. But if you can do that with medicinal marijuana and not have to get addicted to opioids and painkillers and not have to drink alcohol and then get out in the car and drive around or make a stupid decision because you've been drinking too much and, you know, suffering the side effects that alcohol causes, I think that's a good thing. I think there are other ways out there that we can help these guys in the NFL. And I'm a big advocate for these guys being able to manage the pain in a more natural way than taking these synthetic pills that are produced by prescription companies. And I think these rules came about in 1980 when Nancy Reagan was telling everybody to stay off drugs and it looked good by the NFL. But the times have changed in America. I think the way that Americans look at marijuana now, both medicinally and recreationally, are a 180 from where we were in 1980 with Nancy Reagan telling everybody to put down the crack pipe. And so I think now we've all come to the point where I think marijuana is an accepted form of pain management, especially for guys who played in the National Football League. And I don't think many people really care if they use marijuana to mask the pain and help them get through a daily life.
Your chance to win $25 taproom credit to New Axiom Brewing. That's our 8 o'clock hour prize, just for listening. Find out details in a couple of minutes. And is 2023 another audition? We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.